Beloved Shah Kripal, wait a moment. We are weeping over our fate. Listen to our sorrowful matter, O Lord. Listen to our sorrowful matter. This is the Bhajan Shah Kripal Pyariya on page 51. The beautiful one is present within all, but no one has known his secret. We have kept you in our heart. Give us your strength. Even gods and goddesses want you. Even the moon and sun feel embarrassed before you. Beloved of Shah Sawan, do not forget us even for a moment. The emperor is the treasurer of the true Nam. You are the giver, we are the beggars. We have lost our heart making requests. Remove the pain of separation. This soul without honor makes this request, as your abode is in Sachkhand. Beloved, give us your radiant darshan now. Don't delay it even for a moment. This world is a whirlwind. We have relied only on you. O support of Ajay, don't leave my sight even for a moment. Beloved Shah Kripal, wait a moment. We are weeping over our fate. Listen to our sorrowful matter, O Lord. Listen to our sorrowful matter. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 51.
Shakir pala piyariya atakazarai kapala javi asironde kare nasivanu sari sunadaradi galajavi o sari sunadaradi galajavi Shakir pala piyariya atakazarai kapala javi asironde kare nasibanu sari sunadar dadi gala javi o sai sunadar dadi gala javi
Sona gata gata vicha samaya hai na bheda kise ne paya hai
Sona gata gata vicha samaya hai na bheda kise ne paya hai
Tino dila apne vicha palia Sanu denda apena balajavi
O sai sunadar dadi galajavi Shakir pala piyariya Atakazarai kapalajavi Asironde kare nasivanu Sari sunadar dadi galajavi O sai sunadar dadi galajavi
Tenu devi devate jondene Jana suraja bishara mondene
Tenu devi devate chondene Jana suraja bishara mondene
Shasawan dea piyariya Sanu visrazarana palajavi
O sai sunadar dadi galajavi Shakir pala piyariya At Kazarai Kapalajami Asironde Kare Nasivanu Sari Sunadaradadi Galajavi O Sai Sunadaradadi Galajavi
Sachinamadasha Bandari He Tu data asi bikahari he
Sachi namadasha bandari he Tu data asi bikahari he
Dila arja karakara haria Vichore valasalatavi
O Sai Sunadaradadi Galajavi Shakirpa Piyariya Atkazara Ikapalajavi Asironde Kare Nasivanu Sari Sunadaradadi Galajavi O Sai Sunadaradadi Galajavi
Kari Arja Ijiva Namana E Tera Sachikanda Vichatikana E
Kari Arja Ijiva Namana E Tera Sachikanda Vichatikana E
Nuri darshan deja piyariya Una dera zarana palajavi
O Sai Sunadaradadi galajavi Shakirpala piyariya Atkazarai kapalajavi Asironde kare nasibanu Sari sunadaradadi galajavi O Sai sunadaradadi galajavi
E dunya gumana kariye Asiya saraki ikateriye
E dunya gumana geriye Asiya saraki ikateriye
Ajaiba diya sahariya Ankiyato palana talajavi
O Sai Sunadaradadi Galajavi Shakirpala Piyariya Atkazara Ikapalajavi Asironde Kare Nasibanu Sari Sunadaradadi Galajavi O Sai Sunadaradadi Galajavi
Beloved Shakupal, wait a moment. We are weeping over our fate. Listen to our sorrowful matter, O Lord. Listen to our sorrowful matter. I want to begin today reading Master Kupal's circular letter of November 11th, 1967. Dear children of light, blessed are ye who, for the sake of righteousness, offer to work in the vineyard of the Master, and more so those who are actually engaged in the work. It is indeed a rare privilege which comes in one's way as a matter of grace and not because there is anything special in us, and we must not on that account feel elated and exalted. On the contrary, we should thank our stars for having been given such an opportunity and try to serve the noble cause with contrition and humility. It should always be our earnest endeavor to make ourselves worthy of the trust and responsibility with which we have been entrusted, in spite of our weaknesses and shortcomings. It would always pay us if we occasionally make a pause to take stock of what we are, for at times we are carried away in our zeal to limits, limits beyond the limits of reason. The human mind is very tricky and treacherous. In diverse ways, quite imperceptibly, it starts playing antics. At times we begin to feel that we are God's elect. We know full well the divine plan, and that the power of God cannot but work through us. We should know that we are yet on the way to perfection, and not in any sense near perfection. Perfection is the goal that has to be achieved. Be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect, is what Christ taught 2,000 years ago, and his teachings are as true today as they were then. A disciple is not above the master, nor a servant above his Lord. It is enough for a disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. That also, by the way, is a quote from the New Testament. Jesus said that also. We have, therefore, to develop in us the virtues of the master and the Lord. Now, what these virtues are is the next question. Humility is their greatest embellishment. Humility first and humility last is what they preach. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So the emphasis here is more on poverty in spirit than on anything else. This, then, is the keynote for all who work for the sacred cause. Next comes love. Love for one and love for all. Love thy neighbor, for love is the fulfilling of the law of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. A little leaven of love will leaven the whole lump and infect all those who are around you. Again, perfect love casteth out fear. Whensoever there is the least fear lurking, know it for certain that love hath not yet perfected in that heart. Naturally enough, from love spring forth the ideas of service and sacrifice. Love believes in giving, giving away the best you have and not accepting anything in return, for that would be a barter and not love. Service before self is what love teaches. By love, serve one another, is what the Apostle Paul taught to the Galatians, and through them to all mankind. If we look critically, we will soon realize that all service which we seem to be doing to others is not to anybody else, but to the one self-same self, pervading everywhere and in all, including our seemingly individualized self, clothed in raiments of flesh and bone. This being the case, there's no ground for claiming any credit whatever. Loving service must therefore flow freely, fully, and naturally, as a matter of course, refreshing all hearts, for it will convert the otherwise dreary and desolate earth into a veritable Garden of Eden, for which we so earnestly pray every day, but find it receding from us, the more we wish for it. Where loving service begins to flow freely from the innermost depths of a heart, that heart naturally gets saturated with the milk of human kindness and becomes meek as a lamb. Freed from the thorns and thistles of arrogance and pride, one becomes harmless as a dove. He cannot then injure the feelings of others by thoughts, by words, or by deeds. He would ever fear to judge others and make unruly remarks and comments. Judge not others, lest ye be judged and found wanting by the great judge. This thought would keep him on his guard. Human heart is the seat of God and should in no wise be injured. A Muslim dervish goes to the length of saying, "Burn the Holy Quran, if you will, and raise Kaaba to dust, but injure not a human heart, for it is the seat of God." Courtesy, you will realize, costs nothing, but pays rich dividends. It is from the abundance of heart that the tongue speaks. If you studiously cultivate purity of heart, your tongue will automatically become honeyed sweet. A tongue cut is always deeper than a sword cut and remains evergreen and gangrenous. We should avoid all idle talk, for every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. And that also is a quote from the Gospel. These are just a few of the axiomatic truths that have been placed before you for your guidance and welfare, so that you may benefit therefrom. Not only yourself, but you will be able to benefit others as well by your noble example. An example is better than hundreds of sermons, and an ounce of practice works more than tons of theoretical disputations and dissertations. One thing more. There is a growing tendency with some persons to make divisions among the satsangis, good satsangis and bad satsangis. All satsangis are satsangis, and one who has been chosen, called, justified, accepted, and glorified by being linked with the living strands of life within, the light and sound of God, the audible life stream, is truly in touch with truth, sat, and accordingly is a satsangi. Of course, that's what satsangi means, one who is connected with or in touch with truth. To classify satsangis into good and bad satsangis is hardly justifiable. For it is said, God first created the light. We are all children of the light. The whole creation sprang from the light. Why then dub anyone as evil? And that, of course, is a quote from Kabir in the Granth Sahib, which Sanchi uses in his great bhajan, Kripal Yahi Sandesha Deta. This being the case, we are all equal in the sight of God. Whosoever thinks otherwise has, I am afraid, not yet come by the rudiments of the sacred science. Some may be slow and some rapid in their inner development. That is quite a different thing, for each one has his or her peculiar background and mental makeup as coming from past incarnations, but to give a bad name to any is not justifiable in the least. And if one does that, he shows a bad taste, and the sooner he rids himself of this habit, the better it will be for him and for all concerned. A child is dear to the mother even if he or she is smeared with filth, and the mother washes him down with love and hugs him to herself. Know it for certain that he who feels exalted is abased, and he who humbles himself is exalted. A tree laden with flowers and fruits bends with their weight. while the palm tree that stands tall and erect bears nothing. Again, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. Be ye truly the children of light, and shed light to others that they may take heart, and your light prove a lamp unto their feet, and that they may not stumble, but are guided to the way of God. For therein lies your duty to God and the power of God with which you have been united by the grace of the Master Power. If you will live up to these instructions, it will hasten the Master's coming to you to see you all in loving harmony. I may add a few words about initiation into the esoteric science of the soul before I close. Initiation, you should know, is granted not haphazardly or for the mere asking, but according to certain inner principles. Your recommendation is required so that you may be satisfied as far as possible, so that you may have no qualms of conscience afterward and feel hurt if anything goes awry in course of time. Sometimes it may even happen that certain individuals may not, according to ordinary standards, appear to be qualified for the gift of Nam, and yet Nam is given to them simply because it is ordained from above. So these are matters which cannot, in all instances, be judged on the human level. With all love and kindly thoughts for all, yours affectionately, Kripal Singh. And last week we were reading from the talk that Master Kripal gave in the evening of Sunday, January 19th, 1964. And this was at Mr. Connor's house. We read roughly the first half of that talk. And at this point, some of you will remember that read this, B.B.R. Devi, Taiji, came in, and Mr. Khanna said, "I want to introduce a great lady, Madam Hardevi." Master and Taiji both burst into laughter, and Master said, "Great lady or big lady?" To which Taiji replied, "Big lady." By the way, the good humor, which both Master and Taiji, they were so funny. Everyone was absolutely roaring with laughter at the way that they reacted to that particular comment, and the rapport between them was so beautiful at that point. Then Master asked Taiji to sing one of his bhajans. He said, "This is a prayer to the Master to give us one bag of wine." And Master paused here for a second, "of God intoxication," at which point the room erupted in laughter, presumably because the tension created by the idea that the Master would pray for wine had been relieved. And he did, almost deliberately, he did when he said, I'm not sure, the word bag, here it's translated or printed as bag, other places it's printed as peg, because what Master said could have been either one. And some measurement of wine that was prevalent in Asia. I don't know exactly how much. But when Master said that, he stopped after wine and waited about 30 seconds. And it was like people were thinking, Master is praying for wine? What is this? Then he said, "of God intoxication." It was very, very funny at that point. The song had been written by the Master in his days of discipleship, was in Hindi, and was heartbreakingly beautiful. When it was over, the Master said, "God is an ocean of all intoxication, and those who are the mouthpiece of God are also rolling waves of intoxication. This is a prayer. For that intoxication we come to the Masters, those who are the mouthpiece of God, those whose soul drinks deep of the intoxication of God, those who radiate and who overflow with that intoxication. We pray to the Master, Master, give us one bag of that intoxication. Will you, like a tavern man who gives to everybody, also kindly give us one bag of such intoxication, by drinking which we forget everything? And to that you may add the intoxication of those who are overflowing with intoxication. And he prays, O Master, I have been searching for it in all temples, everywhere. Yet I did not find it. But when I came to you, you gave me one drop. With one drop from you, I got intoxication. There are two well-known stories in India. One is about Farhad, who was a lover of a princess, Shirin. He wanted to marry her. He was madly in love with her, and he was saying here, there, and everywhere, I will marry her. That looked very awkward to the king. He wondered what to do about it and consulted with his minister. His minister advised him to order Farhad to build a canal down from the Himalayas. Let him do it. You will die in the effort. So Farhad began to excavate the canal from the Himalaya mountains so as to pass the very mansion in which he lived. Love knows no burdens, no hardships. He did so and was successful. Now the king had no other alternative. Again he consulted with his minister about what to do. The minister said, send out a rumor that the princess has died. When this rumor reached Farhad, he took an axe and struck it into his own head and died. And in the meantime, what happened? When the princess heard about it, she fell down from the roof and died. This is the extreme of madness. It is madness itself. But this madness should also be put into the shadow. You may give us such an intoxication that the story of Farhad will be eclipsed. There's another story about Majnun, who was a lover of a princess named Layla. He was so much in love with her. She used to give out alms every day to all people who came to her. One day he also joined the beggars, just in order to approach her and get alms from her. She gave something to everybody. But when Majnun came up with the cup in his hand, she struck the cup from underneath and threw it down, and it was broken. And Majnun was very jolly. He was dancing with happiness. People asked him, what has she given you? She has given you nothing. She's only broken your cup. Oh, you don't know what she has given me, he said. She has told me that unless you break this cup of the body and forget your own body consciousness, you are not fit to love. It was so that when Majnun entered the town where Layla lived, he used to kiss the very ground on which she walked and the very walls and corridors of the houses of the town, because Layla lived there. Once he was seen kissing the feet of a dog. People asked him, what are you doing? Oh, he said, one day I saw this dog going down the street of my Layla. This is extreme madness of love. He says that such an intoxication may be given that throws all this madness of love into the shade by comparison. We go to the Master to get such an intoxication, not for the performance of rites and rituals. This is a religion above all these things. Shamus Tabrez said, if I leave the body and my body is cut into pieces and put in some field as manure, whoever bakes the bread with the corn that grows out of that land, and whoever serves it on the table, he did not even mention anything about those who would eat the bread made out of that corn, will be intoxicated. This is what we are after. This is already within us. But when we come in contact with the mouthpiece of God, we get an impetus. It flares up. So life comes from life. No books can give it to you, and no outer performance can give it to you. The Masters have said that you cannot find God so quickly or easily, even by saying prayers, performing rituals, giving alms, controlling your senses and having a life of continence too, as you can by sitting at the feet of a master. This is the way life comes from life. This is given to you when you develop receptivity. By devotion and surrender, you can develop this receptivity. You have nothing to do. This very thing becomes a part and parcel of your life. Our master used to tell a story in which some sculptors or portrait painters who were foreigners came to China to show their skills. The king agreed to give them a hall in which to do whatever painting they liked. Some Chinese painters also wanted to have an opportunity to show their skills. The king said, "All right, divide the hall by a curtain." It was a big hall. One wall was given to the foreigners and the other to their own countrymen. They began to work on the walls. After some time, the painting was ready. The foreigners went to the king and told him, "Our painting is ready. Would you kindly come and visit it?" The king went there and saw that the painting was very beautiful. He was amazed at how lovely it was. As he was coming out, the Chinese painters also said, "Would you kindly have a look at ours?" "All right." When the curtain was taken off, to the amazement of the king, the very same painting that was on the other wall was also on this one. It was exactly there, and still clearer than the other one, because in the original one done by hand, little imperfect spots did show up here and there, but in the reflection they were not there. He was amazed and said, "What have you been doing?" When two men are in a competition, they won't let others see what they're doing. "What did you do?" "We have done nothing, sir," they answered. "We have done no labor. We were simply rubbing the wall so much from day to day that it now reflects. That's all we have done." So it is the love that reflects. That's the rubbing that reflects the master within you, which is, quote, "I, not now I, but the Christ in me," unquote. That is devotion. There we are wanting. We may have love. I tell you honestly, love knows no burdens. Love beautifies everything. And love and all things shall be added unto you. But devotion is still greater, and surrender greater still. That love is love where there is devotion and surrender. Where there is no devotion and surrender, there is no love. By devotion and surrender, you lose your ego. You reflect the same as he is in you. You become he himself without any effort. This is the highest of all. Hafiz said the same thing as St. Paul. "Strangely enough, I have forgotten my body, whether I or my master is here." These are the words. "By name I am called Hafiz, but I am he and he me." This is what is called a gurumukh in the terminology of the masters. A gurumukh is one who becomes a mouthpiece of the guru. That is God's gift. That becomes the fate of those who have devotion and surrender. This is the highest thing we have to learn. In love, too, we sometimes transcend limits. I remember I once wrote a letter to my master in which I wrote, "I pray you to give me love, a love which demands no recompense, a selfless love, such a love that does not transcend the limits of respect." Sometimes in love we transcend the limits of respect. And what did he do? He read that letter and put it on his breast. I want such people who want to love within respectful moods. These are the things we have to learn practically. It is not done by intellectual inferences. It's a matter of living. These are almost practically the same. We must learn to live with a love which is selfless, which rises into surrender and devotion. When you love that way, you become a gurumukh. This is what is called to become a gurumukh. When master has to take over all the burden, you have nothing to fear. A child who has a mother has nothing to fear, nothing to worry about for its clothing and eating and care. We have to live up to it. You will find that in such a way you will progress wonderfully. As St. Paul says, you will feel that way, not feel, you will see that way. He makes you a flute through which he breathes life into you, and you give unto others. Emerson said, those thoughts which come without thinking are always perfect. Masters never speak from the level of thinking. Now I have to say this thing, now that thing. They come of themselves. So a master is God in man. Do we see that? He does not assert, but he works as Christ and all other masters said. I and my Father are one. It is the Father who is working through me. He is conscious all the same. Sometimes masters have to say who they are. When one of the disciples said to Christ, you have been speaking always of the Father. It would suffice us if you would show us the Father. Christ grew indignant over it and said, I have been so long with you and you do not know it is the Father working through me. Then he went so far as to say, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. They are conscious, although they work at the level of the man body. Masters come from time to time. The world is not without them, mind that. It is not necessary that they follow the same lineage. No, they may be here, there, everywhere. That power remains, working throughout the world. And wherever that power is, you will find that he gives you some experience to start with on your inner way. That is the only criterion you can have. But in due course, you will begin to observe him within you. The only thing that is required is obedience. Our master used to say, your whole life may be spent in search of a God-man. That very period of search will be counted for devotion. If you come to the right person with the grace of God, all your labors will be crowned with success. Then you have nothing to fear. You have only to be devoted to him. This is God's grace working everywhere in this materialistic age. There is an awakening with God's grace. I have found it. On this present tour, I have found it. There is a great response everywhere for unity. Religions are trying to make the subsects of their religions merge into one. But what we are speaking of now is not the merging of all religions into one. Let people remain in their own religions, but they should all sit together for the same higher religion, which is one for all. They should remain in their own religions and not change them, but follow the religion which is one for all, given out by all masters. These are the words you have to write down in your hearts and never forget to live up to them. You will find a wonderful change. You will live and see for yourselves. In the beginning it might appear, oh, you are a fool, such and such a man has done you wrong, and you are simply loving him. Loving does not mean physically mixing. I mean just have good thoughts for him. Blood cannot be washed away by blood. If there is filth in the gutters, it can be washed away by sweet waters of love. You may be thinking you are apparently losers, but you are not losers, you are gainers. The more you live up to it, the more you will find for your own self that you are progressing. You will have peace of heart. Don't look to the flaws of others. Try to wash them with love. Tell others privately what's wrong. And you will also find improvement all around. First, your own heart will be improved, and then others. Then, in whatever little time you put in for devotion, you will go quicker. That is because, as I told you, meeting God is not difficult, man-making is difficult. An ounce of practice is worth more than tons of theory. We should try to change our way of living at heart. That will give a lasting effect, and a substantial change will come about. Whatever you hear, put it in writing and keep it with you. Otherwise, you will forget it. Try it from day to day and see how you progress. In talks, you learn what you cannot learn by reading scriptures for a long time. Master paused for a long time, and there was absolute stillness in the room. He said, "The very atmosphere becomes calm and quiet," and conferred with Taiji in Hindi about another song that Master wanted her to sing, a poem written by Master to his Master Sawan Singh. Then he said, "We are here to be mad now. I think we are talking about madness." Taiji sang, "Out of the madness of love we will see you. The one whom I love will come." And the Master said, "It happened once that I went to Amritsar, and Master was expected to arrive there. We were all sitting in expectation of his arrival, and the message came that Master was not coming. All were disheartened. Some people dispersed, and I remained there. It was also a madness, I would say. I wrote this poem, 'He will come. I will see him with my own eyes.' I was writing this and going around in madness, and after about an hour, Master came there. So great is the strong attraction of love." This is a poem written at that time. Taiji sang again, "Out of the madness of love we will see you." Master said, "He must come. Out of the madness of love we will see you. The one whom I love will come. He must come. We will see my loved one. Out of the madness of love we will see you. The one whom I love will come. Out of the madness of love we will see you. Oh, Master Sawan, we must see you. Oh, Perfect One, we will see you. Out of the madness of love we will see you. The one whom I love will come." The Master said, "It so happened that he came after that. So love is a very great power, like a glass that does not show your face unless you put something behind it. Similarly, the love polish at the back reflects the Master within, the God within you. Out of the madness of love we will see you. Oh, Master Sawan, we must see you. Oh, Perfect One, we will see you." Taiji found it difficult to continue and stopped. There was a short silence. Then Master said, "When the clouds come, rain falls. It is the forerunner of God's coming, when there is such a pining that nothing else remains between you and the Beloved, the Master. Once, while sitting in the satsang, Rai Saligram came into that state of madness. The whole satsang began to feel that same madness. One day we were celebrating the death anniversary of Hazur, and it happened that the whole Sangat began to cry. So love is everything. Love is devotion, and surrender is the most ideal. But love begins with, 'If you love me, keep my commandments,' as Christ said. That does not cost you anything. You won't be a loser, I assure you. In a short time, you will gain what you could not gain in a lifetime, because you will reflect the whole thing, like the painters who came for this. All right, God bless you." And God blessed us indeed.
दरगाह च मुकत करां दी
संत महात्मा दा इस संसार विच आउणा सिर्फ उन्हां आत्मा दी मदद करना है जो परमात्मा नूं मिलना चाहुंदियां हन क्योंकि ओ परमात्मा साडे अंदर है ਬਾਹਰ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਅਜੇ ਤਾਈਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਨਾ ਮਿਲ ਹੀ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਹੀ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ। ਫਰਜ਼ ਕਰੋ ਅਗਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਵਸਤੂ ਇਸੇ ਹਾਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਹਾਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁੰਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ, ਆਪਾਂ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਤਲਾਸ਼ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ 10-50 ਮੀਲ 'ਤੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਕਰੀਏ, ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਲਈਏ, ਕਿੰਨਾ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਨਾਲ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਢੂੰਡ ਲਈਏ, ਉਹ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੀਗੀ। ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਕਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਢੂੰਡਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਵਸਤੂ ਕਿਤੇ ਹੈ, ਢੂੰਡਦਾ ਕਿਤੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਹਟਾ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ? ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਉਸ ਭੇਦੀ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਥ ਲਓ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਵਸਤੂ ਨੂੰ ਖੋਜਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ। ਜਿਹੜਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਸਤਾ ਤੈਅ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ 1 ਸਕਿੰਟ ਵੀ ਦੀ ਤੈਅ ਕਰਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਿਆ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸਦਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਬਣਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ? ਪਿਆਰਾ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਜੋ ਚਾਹੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਤੋਂ ਕਰਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨਾ ਘਰ ਬਾਰ ਛੱਡ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਕੌਮ ਛੱਡ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਮਜ਼ਹਬ ਛੱਡ, ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀ ਨਿਭਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਤੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੂਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਉਹ ਨੇੜੇ ਤੋਂ ਨੇੜੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਹਿੰਦੀ ਦੇ ਪੱਤਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਘੀਵ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਹਿੰਦੀ ਦੇ ਪੱਤਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰੰਗ ਹੈ, ਦੁੱਧ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਘੀਵ ਹੈ।
The purpose of saints and mahatmas coming into this world is to help those suffering souls, those who want to realize God. That is why when they come in this world, they lovingly tell us that God is nowhere outside, He is within you. Up until now, those who have realized God have done so only by going in the within. And in the future also, those who become the fortunate ones to realize God, they will do so only after going in their within and only after doing the devotion of Lord. Because He is within you and you can realize Him only going in the within. It is like if anything is lost in this hall, in this satsang hall, and if you try to search for that thing outside or 10 or 50 miles away from here, no matter how much lovingly and affectionately you search for that thing, and even if you are accompanied by so many people and so many other equipment, but you will not find that thing outside of this hall because it has not lost there. It is lost in this satsang hall and you will have to look for it only at this place and only then you will get it. In the same way, saints and mahatmas lovingly tell us that God is not anywhere outside. He is nearer than the nearest. He is within you. Kabir Sahib says that you have lost your thing at some other place, but you are looking for it at some other place. How can you get that thing back? He says that the only way you can get your thing back, which you have lost, is if you find someone who knows about the place where you have lost the thing, and he who knows the secret of how to get that thing back, if you will go in his company, only then you will be able to find the thing which you have lost. Kabir Sahib says that you should go in the company of someone who knows about your lost thing and who knows how to get there where the thing is lying. Only then you will be able to regain your thing. Mahatmas lovingly tell us that God is not lost anywhere outside. He is within our body. He is within us. Just like there is color in the leaves and just like there is ghee in the milk, in the same way God is within us, and whenever we will realize Him, whenever we will find Him, it will be from our own within.
ਆਪ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਚਾਰ ਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਚਾਰ ਖਾਣੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਭਰਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹਨ।
So a brief hymn of Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj is presented to you. He says that there are 4 banis and 4 khanis, or the 4 different minds of creation. But without naam, we cannot know them. And without naam, they do not have any meaning.
Char khaniyan, Mahatma sanu dasde, ekhan, andaj, jeeraj, setaj, utpoj. Andiyan de vichho har prakar de janwar paida hunde hai. Aur ਉਤਪੁੱਜ, ਸੇਤਜ ਔਰ ਇੱਕੋ ਝਿੱਲੀ 'ਚੋਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਚਾਰ ਪਾਏ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਹਨ, ਡੰਗਰ ਹਨ, ਇਨਸਾਨ ਵੀ ਇਸੇ ਸ਼੍ਰੇਣੀ 'ਚ ਹੈ। ਮੌਸਮਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਬਦੀਲੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਤਪੁੱਜ, ਜੂਆਂ, ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਕਈ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਜਾਨਵਰ, ਮੱਛਰ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਨ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਨਸਪਤੀ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚਾਰਾਂ ਖਾਣੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ.
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਲਵਿੰਗ ਜੀ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਫੋਰ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਵੇਸ ਹਾਊ ਦਿਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ, ਹਾਊ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰਸ ਆਰ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਡ. ਦੇ ਆਰ ਕਾਲਡ ਬਾਈ ਦਾ ਨੇਮਸ ਅੰਡਜ, ਜੇਰਜ, ਸੇਤਜ, ਉਤਪਜ, ਸੇਤਜ. ਅੰਡਜ ਇਸ ਦੋਜ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰਸ ਆਰ ਦੋਜ ਬੀਂਗਸ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਬੋਰਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੀ ਏਗਸ, ਐਂਡ ਜੇਰਜ ਇਸ ਦੋਜ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰਸ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਬੋਰਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਵੂਮ. ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਐਨੀਮਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਆਲਸੋ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਕੈਟੇਗਰੀ. Utpaj are those creatures who are born or who are created by the change of season, and in this category fall the insects and things like that, and all the vegetables and all the things which grow on the earth, they fall in the category of the Setaj.
Char baniyan eh han, para, pasanti, madma aur bekhri, ek jis tarah apa bol rahe hain aur holi holi kanth de vich boli jandi hai, ek hirde de vich ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਨਾਭੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੋਗੀ ਜਨ ਹਲੌਰ ਉਠਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੌਹਾਂ ਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਖਬਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ.
ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਫੋਰ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਕੈਟੇਗਰੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ. ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਫੋਰ ਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਆਰ ਫੋਰ ਵੇਜ਼ ਆਫ ਸਪੀਕਿੰਗ. ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਕਾਲਡ ਪਰਾ, ਅਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਬਸੰਤੀ, ਥਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਬੇਕਰੀ, ਥਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਮਦਮਾ, ਐਂਡ ਫੋਰਥ ਇਜ਼ ਬੇਕਰੀ. ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਨਾਉ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਟੰਗ, ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ whisper or which we talk slowly using our throat. The third one is through our heart, and the fourth one is from our navel. Usually the yogis know how to create that sound or that voice from the navel. He says that all these four vanis also do not know anything about the naam.
Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai mukti naam vich hai. Lok aam taur de utte pad padhai chon mukti hasil karna chahunde hai. ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਪਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ. ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਧੁਰ ਕੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਆਈ ਜਿਨ ਸਗਲੀ ਚਿੰਤ ਮਟਾਈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਬਾਣੀ ਕਹਿ ਲਓ, ਹਰੀ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਕਹਿ ਲਓ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕਹਿ ਲਓ, ਨਾਮ ਕਹਿ ਲਓ. ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਲਮਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਬਾਂਗੇ ਅਸਮਾਨੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਅਸਮਾਨ ਤੋਂ ਰਾਗ ਆ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਹਰੀ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਵੀ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਨ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਲਿਬਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਨਾਮ. But usually people try to seek liberation. They try to search for liberation in the reading, writing and doing outer rites and rituals. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says that the Bani has come from above, from the eternal home, and that Bani has removed all the worries. You may call that power by the name Bani or by the Naam, or you can even call it Hari Kirtan or Shabad. Musliman Fakirs call it by the name Bange Asmani or Kalma, but they all are one and the same thing. That is the real bani or that power which comes from the Sachkhand and which is sounding in our within.
The closing bhajan is on page 137. Apana koi nahin haji ki apana. No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Sadhguru. Oh man, don't be saying mine, mine. There is no guarantee of breaths. Your life is as fragile as sugar candy thrown into water. Oh man, don't be so full of ego. Death is on your head. One day, you fool, you may even drown without water. You're wearing dust, you dress in dust, even your pillow is dust. One day, madman, your body will return to dust. As long as oil and wick are in the lamp, the light gets brighter and brighter. When both are finished, the dead body is carried to the graveyard. What is the use of stitching the old clothes again and again? No one is the friend of the heart. All have selfish motives. No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Satguru. Bhajan of Kabir Sahib on page 137.
Apna koi nahi hai ji ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Apna koi nahi hai ji ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Na kar bande meri meri. Hari Damadaki Paravasa Nakara Bande Meri Meri Damadaki Paravasa Jivana Tera Esa Jesa Pani Vichapatasa Apana koi nahi neji Ki apana sate guru pyara ji Apana koi nahi neji Ki apana sate guru pyara ji Nakara bande kudita kabara sirape mota nimani. Nakara bande kudita kabara sirape mota nimani. Ekadina pagale esa aye tudu bebina pani apana koi nahi heji ki apana sate guru pyara ji apana koi nahi heji ki apana sate guru pyara ji mati odana mati pahenana mati kasirahana ji mati odana mati pahenana mati kasirahana ji Ekadina pagale esa aye mati me milajana ji apana koi nahi heji ki apana sate guru pyara ji apana koi nahi heji ki apana sate guru pyara ji jab tak tela dip me bati jagamag jagamag ho rahi jab tak tela dip me bati jagamag jagamag ho rahi Jala gaya tela nikuta gai bati lashi vianko tolai apana koi nahi heji ki apana sate guru pyara ji apana koi nahi heji ki apana sate guru pyara ji pata chola hua purana kabalaga sire tare ji pata chola hua purana kabalaga sire tare ji Dilaka meheram koi na milia sabamata laba ke karaji apana koi nahi heji ki apana sate guru pyara ji apana koi nahi heji ki apana sate guru pyara ji
No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Sadhguru. May God bless us all.